ends. This year should be a special schus for Yadid Nafshi Yochanan Meir ben Chaya Rochel. He and his whole family should have racha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. We're continuing our series of shiurim in the holy, holy Sefer Ben Lo Shri from the Tzadik Miranana. We begin at the beginning of the parasha, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Sofei Tovos, Lahar Har. So if you take the last letters of Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, it spells out Lahar Har. So what is it saying? Sabbis Aaron. Command Aaron. Kan Nirmaz. Here is a remez, since these are the Sofei Tevos, the last letters. Sheyistalek Aharon Behor Ahar. That Aaron will pass on in the place called Hor Ahar. That's why it's Rosh Tevos Lahor Ahar. And that's a pasuk in Bamidbar, Perakov, Pasuk Kafei. That's where Aaron passed away. And that's why it concludes in the previous parsha, Vayichaper Olav. What's the Vayichaper Olav? How does that connect to Hor Ahar? The answer is Al Atzma. It's a kapara on himself. That when Aaron passes away, that's an atonement. We know that passing away is an atonement. So that's why at the end of Vayikra, it says a lashon of a chiper alav. It's a kapara. What's the kapara? The next pasuk. That is merames to us lahor har, that Aaron is going to pass away. And what else does it say in that pasuk? It says B'chibur alav ha-kohen l'fnei Hashem. This is again at the end of Ayikra. Ha-kohen l'fnei Hashem, ha-shechat ekvar basiyas ha-egel. The Kohen before God, what Aaron sinned when he made the egel. V'nislach lo, he will be forgiven. Ha-kadosh baruch hu yimchal lo al zeh. God will forgive him for this. Aval al-achas mikol eila, mikol asher yaseh achar kach. The pasuk continues, al-achas mikol asher yaseh. But what he does afterwards, la'ashma, the one thing he does afterwards, la'ashma ba, there it says la'ashma ba, to be guilty with it, what's that referring to? What is that referring? To the chet me meriva, to the sin of the contentious waters, as it were, where the rack was smitten and not spoken to, zelo yimchalo, that will not be forgiven to Aaron HaKohen, el yuchrach listalek bohor ahar. No, for that he's going to have to die at hor ahar. And he is not going to be permitted to enter the Holy Land. Only his children will be. We continue Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis. Sabbis Aaron Vesbanav Lemor Zostarasa Ola Hiola Al Mukda. Command Aaron and his sons to say, this is the law of the Ola, this is the Ola on the Moked, on the fire. So with the Kolel, with an added one, it's Begematria. Lavo, Habayis, Tse, Leha'am, Torah, Vitanya, Hole, Laduk, Tor, At Amar Ayeh Ha'ol. Wow, a lot of words there. So that this pasuk is parallels these words that we just said. So what is the meaning? So Akavan Al Pi Drashis Razal. What this means is based on the interpretation of our rabbis. Shebetchila Yibane Beis Hamikdash. First, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built. Ve'acharkach Yavo Moshiach Legol Am Bnei Yisrael. And afterwards, the Messiah will come to redeem the Jewish people. Kedach Siv, as it says, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. First, Jerusalem is built. the Hadar, and only then Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. And then the dispersed will be gathered in. So thus far, what do we have? We have Lavo Habayis, to come to the house. Say Leha'am, the nation will go out. In other words, the nation will go out of the Galus. But first, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Lavo Habayis. First the Beis HaMikdash will be built. And then, say Leha'am, then we will leave Galus. What's the Torah B'Tanya? Hainu Torah Shebichsav V'Torah Shebaalpeh. That's the written law and the oral law. Sheyilmedu Lishma Shetala HaShemayim Lenachas Ruach. That they should learn Lishma, and it should go to the heavens with great pleasure. So Torah is Torah Shebichsav, and Tanya, like a Braisa, is Torah Shebaalpeh, is the oral law. And Chazal say, Ein HaGaluyot Mitkansot Ela B'Zchus HaMishnayis. We are only going to be Zochet to Kibbutz Galios in the merit of Mishnah. Shenamar, as it says in the book of Hosea, in the 8th chapter, in the 10th verse, Gam ki yitnu bagoyim, ata akavtzeim. That even though they are placed amongst the Gentiles, now I will gather them in. And in what merit do Chazal say they be gathered in? The answer is, B'zchus HaMishnayis, that we learn Mishnah. I don't see how that's alluded to in the Pasuk, but I didn't see the Medrash inside. Continues the Tzaddik, Ve'ata Romez L'tshuva. And now the word Ve'ata, remember we had Lavo HaBayis, Tse La'am, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, the nation will go out, Torah V'tanis, Torah Shepsav, Torah Shepalpeh. And now we are alluding to Tshuva. As it says in the Medrash, Ein Va'ata Ela Tshuva. Shiyase Tshuva Kodem HaLimud. They will do Tshuva before they learn. Shlei B'chal Anemar V'Lorash Yom Elokim Malach HaLesapur Chukai. One shouldn't be included in the Pasuk and Tehillim. To a Rasha, God says, what are you relating my statutes? So, when it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ata, now, Gam ki yitnu bagoyim ata akavtzeim, even though you're placed amongst the goyim, now I will gather you in. This now is a reference to tshuva, because it says in the Medrash, Ein ve'ata ela tshuva. When it says now, it's a reference to tshuva. So that's always a good musar vort, that Ein ve'ata lelashon tshuva. When is the best time to do tshuva? When is the best time to change? When is the best time to start growing? The answer is right now, and you really don't have to wait. It's all in your mind and in your heart. So that's Ein Ve'ata L'Lashon Tshuva. Before a person learns, he should do tshuva, so he shouldn't, God forbid, be categorized among those who relate to the statutes of God, but unfortunately are tagged as Rishayim. Al Yidei Zeh, through this, Yagia Tor V'Zman Shetuchal Lomar Ayei Ha'ol Shel Shibud Galios. Then will come the time, Torah is the time, that you can say, where is the yoke of the Shibud Galios? Where is this yoke of the subjugation to the to Galus, to exile? Komrim Zal al Pasuk, like the rabbis say about the Pasuk in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, V'chovel ol shel sancheriv harasha, machmas shemanu shel chizkiyahu, hatzadik, hadolek, bevate medrish, belamdam balelos. This is a reference to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on page 94b, V'haya bayom hahu, yasur sivlo me'al shechmecha, v'ulo me'al tzavarecha, v'chaval ol mipnei shemen. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says that chovel ol shel sancheirev, in other words, the yoke of sancheirev, was chovel, Lashon Chabala, was destroyed because mipnei shmano, that's chaval, chaval ol, that the yoke was destroyed mipnei shemen, because of the oil of Chizkiyahu that would be lit, that would be kindled in the shuls and study halls, in the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, so that people could learn Torah. So we return to our beautiful remez, and that is Lavo habayis se la'am Torah v'tanya ha'ole laduk tor at amar ayei ha'ol. So we have the tor. What's the tor? The tor is this time. It's the time that at amar, that you are going to say ayei ha'ol. Where is the yoke? In the merit of what? In the merit of the fact that we had the Torah study. So how does the ha'ole laduk fit in? So that's not clear to me. And according to his sequence, it would be that first we have to do tshuva. So maybe somehow Olel Laduk refers to tshuva. I don't know. But I do know that the tzaddik promised that those who spread his Torah will merit that he will pray for them. So in the merit of him praying for me, not only should me and everyone listening, all of us, should have bracha natzlacha and ruchnis and gashmias, but we should also understand how Olel Laduk fits into the pasuk. In any event, Tzavas Aaron v'espana v'mor zoster atzol yola amokda is imakolo b'gematria lavo abayis se lo amtar v'tanyo ola ladik torah adamar yeha ol. And we learn what is going to bring the geula. First we're going to have binyan beis hamikdash, then we are going to have the kibbutz galios, the gathering of the exiles, then that's in the schus of Torah shebichsav and Torah shebaalpeh, that we should learn lishma, that it should be nachas ruach to shamayim. And like the rabbis say, "Ein agolios miskantos ela b'shchus ha'yishmanayus gam ki yitnu b'agolim ato akabtzeim," that even though I place you among the goyim, now I will gather you in. And then v'ata is an allusion to tshuva in that pasuk ato akabtzeim. Ein batalos in tshuva, that we do tshuva before we learn, and that will bring the tor, that will bring the time that we can say, where is that yoke? There is no longer a yoke. Maybe the ha'oleh is that it goes up to shamayim for nachas ruach. So how does the laduk fit in? So the oleh, he says, that works with the sequence, that it goes up to shamayim with nachas ruach, our Torah and our tefillah. But where's the laduk? I don't know, maybe somebody could fill me in. In any event, Tzavas Aaron, we're in the next piece. Tzavas Aaron v'esbanov, Lamor, command Aaron and his son, saying, Gematria kol Torah senu etzlo lizar. So all of our Torah by him is to give him zeirus, alacrity. Kaperish Rashi, like Rashi explains here, Eletzav, Elezerus miyad ladaris. Tzav, command, is a zeirus, is giving alacrity, a push, motivation, for now and for all the generations. Hainu sha'aron shuzaris, shebizrizim. Aaron, who is the most alacrity of all of those with this midah of alacrity of Zerizus, be'emes lo hutzruchu lezarza, we did not need to be mezarez him, ach nichtav etzlo shenilmod anachnu mimenu, but it says about Aaron that he needs a zeres for us. So that's what it means, kol sarasenu etzlo, all of our Torahs by him, lezarzo, to be mezarez him, but it's really for us. And now they're already talking about Zerizus. And now that we are shortly before Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach of the year Tavshin Pei Aleph, just a word about Zerizus, the first Maimer of the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, he talks about Zerizus and he asks, is Zerizus just an added bonus, or is Zerizus part and parcel of actually doing the mitzvah? We have that Tzav is Zariz, Rashi says that this is a Zeriz, it's giving him a push. So let's say you don't do it with alacrity. You do it, you do the mitzvah, but you do it, you schlep it along. You don't do it with excitement, with quick movement. It's done slowly. And heaviness. So it says that one shouldn't be machmitz the mitzvos. Chazal darshan on the pasuk about chametz, that chametz should not be, that your matzah shouldn't be chametz. Ushmartem es hamatzos, you should guard your matzos. Mitzvah haba liyotcha al tachmitzena, that a mitzvah that comes into your hand, you should not let it become chametz. In other words, you should do it quickly. So what happens if your matzah becomes chametz? Is that just like it's losing a bonus? It's losing the extra credit? Or is that a pagam? Is that a blemish in the matzah itself? And the answer clearly is that it is a pagam in the matzah itself. Now it's chametz. So in the same way, when one does a mitzvah without zrizus, God forbid, so it is a hachmatzis hamitzvah. He's not doing it with alacrity, with zrizus, and that is a pagam in the etzim hamitzvah. It's a much better mitzvah. For example, somebody gives meiser. So he gets his paycheck and he says, yeah, I'll give it in 2 weeks, I'll give it in 3 weeks. Okay. In the end, it's gevaldik, he gave the meiser. He gave the tzedakah, the ani received his tzedakah. Yeah, but he didn't do it bezrizus. So it's costing him the same amount, but he's getting less of a mitzvah. What is he gaining? So when we do mitzvahs bezrizus, it's a much better mitzvah. The mitzvah is pagum if it's done without zrizus. It's still important to do it. If you do it without zrizus, you still do the mitzvah. But the zrizus is part and parcel of the mitzvah. So that's why we have the zeirus of Aaron. And that's what Pesach is all about. It's all about not letting the matzah become chametz and not letting our mitzvahs become chametz. So we should be zoche mitzvah Shem to always be mekayim mitzvahs besimcha v'tuvlev of meirov kol in ruchnius and in gashmius. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.